thing about me. I'll be there for the team. I'll do anything to protect my people's dreams. And if the earth just finds me wandering around, you know my soul.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And this hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair. Definitely a great, great, honest, and the key word is honest and technically sophisticated auto repair place. Ask for Alexander. Tell us we sent you. Breakthrough Entertainment, 3310 East Thomas Road, 602-956-3781.
Don't tell us we sent you. Tell him we sent you.
I'm sorry. Tell him we sent you. What
you
am I thinking?
You just feel one with Alexander.
Yeah.
He's family to us.
He really is. He's a cool, really cool guy, the owner, and definitely trustworthy. That's what I like in a mechanic.
Shine. Shine.
Joseph
shine.
J. Erdo.
Shine.
Shine. What does that mean, shine?
That's the name of the song, Shine, by Gwen Stefani and Pharrell Williams. This is the song from Paddington. Probably my favorite bear movie, actually.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, Paddington. Did you ever see Paddington?
No, we didn't, but we
and
have
two of my favorite artists.
Yeah.
You're right. Eric is behind the glass. Trish is here. Greg on assignment. We'll be here for Real Hockey Talk. And thanks to Dr. Lynn Rogers for clarifying and clearing up myths or
his
whatever
opinion,
you want to call it about bears.
Well, next time I run into a bear, I'm going to go pet it.
Well, we're not suggesting that, by the way.
Well, apparently they don't hurt you.
Always talk to your bear advisor before doing anything
well,
with bears.
What he's saying is he has not been able to provoke a bear into attacking him. However, if you were to pet a bear and they decided to pet you back, their claws could cause some damage.
Well, one thing I think that you should do is if you think you're going to be encountering a bear anytime soon.
You better pray right then.
Yeah, you better pray. You better dial a prayer. You know, call dial a prayer. And, because you can't be too safe, right? Can't be too safe. Right now we have writer-director Maggie Kiley on behalf of...
Good segue.
Although I think I'm going to take Cora's route. Thank you very much.
Joseph is the master of segue.
I love segues. You know, so Maggie, you're here to talk about Dial a Prayer. The movie just opened yesterday. We'll give our reviews briefly, but how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. This movie, it stars Brittany Snow. She plays a disenchanted young woman who begrudgingly answers phones at a prayer call center under the watchful direction of its religious leader, played by William H. Macy. With the discovery of her newfound guilt, she struggles to reconcile her troubled past and grapples with the faith that others have started to show in her. So you wrote and directed this film, right?
Yes, I did, yeah.
And is it inspired by anything? Is it your own story?
It's not my own story. It really just came from, the discovery that these call centers existed. I found it really fascinating that people were calling up and asking to be prayed for, and I just thought how interesting it would be to think about who's answering the phone there if it was someone who really didn't dig the job.
True.
Yeah, I thought it was really, first of all, a very, very good movie. And it was sort of subtle but powerful. And those are the best types, in my opinion, anyway, where it's just, you're welcome. It just sort of builds up into great meanings. There's a lot of good lines. It started out, of course, the movie Let My Life Be a New Song. I thought that was cool. That was a quote on, I think it was, in the beginning of the movie, I remember. Also,
the poster,
and answering the phone is only half of it. Most people just want to be listened to. And, there's so much truth in this movie. And that's why I say it's sort of simple and subtle, but powerful, because these simple little things can make a difference in the lives of others.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's how I saw this. And some of the things I put down, people really do want to be heard and seen. And I thought this was really a nice movie that sent a good message that people should really become more aware of not only who they are, but what they can do for others.
Oh, Oh, yeah. Wow, that's beautifully put.
Yeah, I agree with Dave. I mean, I'm giving this movie a thumbs up as well. You know, the title alone, Dial-A-Pert, it may sound like your run-of-the-mill, faith-based flick. And it's got some cynicalness in there. Cynicism?
Yeah.
You know what? I love the card store. I'm sorry, yeah. But I love the card store. I have to say that.
Well, because it's got a little more believability in there in terms of the cynical nature of it all, and especially Brittany Snow's character, it's far more effective with most audiences. I mean, you achieve a spiritual significance that is universally palatable. Brittany Snow is amazing in this movie. I mean, I'm a huge fan of hers.
Good?
Yeah, she is, especially in this role, because she strengthens the influence of the redemption in the movie, I think, because she plays desperate, she plays at wit's end with such authenticity. We usually see her she's always got things put together, but not in this.
Oh yeah. You know, she fought really hard for this part because I similarly had just this version of her from, Hairspray and Pitch Perfect and just this
American
other
Dreams.
Girl. I didn't think she was Cora. I didn't think she had it in her. And she really, wanted to do this. And we talked about it a lot and we workshopped scenes. And she just, she was instantly Cora for me as soon as she started, stepping into the role. So I'm really excited for her because I think it's great for it to be coming out and, audiences getting a chance to see her do something so powerful and different.
And I think this will further her career quite a bit because of her versatility in this film. And William H. Macy, what can you say about him? Always delightful to see on the big screen.
He's the best. I've actually known Bill since I was a student at NYU. I've known him for a while. He's a mentor of mine, was a former acting teacher, and I did write the part for him, but when you write parts for your famous friends, you never know if they'll want to come up, come and do the movie or like the movie. And he really responded to this script strongly at a really early stage, and had a lot of his own ideas about not necessarily believing in maybe a bigger power, but he did talk about how much he believes in the power of prayer, putting something out. So it's just great to collaborate with him, and I think he's hilarious in it.
Well, one of the things that I particularly loved about this movie, like Joseph said, when you hear the title, Dial a Prayer, you kind of think it's either a real strong comedy that's against churches and trying to be a farce, or it's going to be a faith-based movie. What I love,
AD, the Bible continues.
Exactly.
God's not dead.
Yeah. So I loved about this is that this was thought provoking. It was not one sided in any way. You saw the humorous side. You saw the commercial side that is out there with regards to religion and prayer and people. You had this inner struggle within this. I think her character, Cora, is so relatable. And then, like I said, what you did with the cards, in the card store. And then, but then the symbolism also, when they're talking about the fields of white and how perfect they are, but how long are they going to stay perfect? And, just so many little things that I think it would really appeal to everyone because it's not preachy and it's fun. And good and thought provoking. So that balance to me, incredible. And I think William H. Macy's character was able to kind of show the humorous side as well.
Right. You have to have a little bit of fun with it. I was very conscious of not wanting to come down on one side or the other, wanting to keep a clear message but not put people off, but also, have some levity with it because it is kind of outrageous that some of these people call in with the requests that they call in with. But
I'll pray for you, but can I have your credit card number first?
Well, right. Yeah. And what am I praying for?
Yeah.
You can't find your keys or, you're at the end of your rope. But, that's really, really wonderful to hear. It was a lot of fun to get to make it.
I was very, very impressed. I was very impressed.
Now, when I watched this movie, I saw it from everything we just talked about, but little do people know, and Joseph's looking at me like, what am I going to say? Joseph doesn't
know
this,
but Tricia,
I think this. This is, there's a lot of churches that you can call, and they have a prayer, you know, circle pretty much. And like Unity Church, I believe, I think it's 24/7. I think they do have this prayer. I think other churches do. And I used to go to Unity. I don't go anymore. But I did volunteer to become a chaplain. And the role of a chaplain was to be there and pray for and with others in person. Mm-hmm. And then monthly, I'd call 30 people they gave me just to say, how can I pray for you and or with you? So I saw it also from that angle.
Oh, wow.
And it was profound also from that angle because it's real. It does happen in the world, and it is helpful. I mean, the people appreciate it so much when you're just listening. You're not giving any type of therapy. I know Cora sort of did a little bit, gave some consulting, but the general purpose is just to hold the space for people to feel appreciated, feel that someone is sort of looking out for them from above.
Right. Well,
and from the financial end, it's I know Facebook, where you can put out to your friends, hey, can you know, I'm not going to give specifics, but you know, keep me in your prayers or whatever.
Right.
I totally believe in the power of prayer. And not necessarily, I don't think people have to be religious per se.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, it's more the spirituality and, again, the reaching out into the universe, if you want to say that, or to God, if you want to use that term, to a higher being. But I know there's power in it. You can have people, I'm a nurse, and there's studies that are out there when they've just asked, you know, various church groups or people, you know, we want you just to pray for this patient. We're not going to give you any specifics, but we just would like you to pray for this patient. And and then they had people that you know, they would run the test and see, and usually there were better outcomes with those who were being prayed for. And you know, even by people they didn't know. So I do believe in that very much so. But I just, like I said, I love the balance in your movie.
Well, Maggie, did you interview anyone that has had experience at a prayer center?
I didn't actually. This is really one of the first times I've heard from someone who has worked in those centers. Oh. For me, it was just understanding that the concept existed, and then sort of just making it up from there. I didn't. You know, this is the first screenplay I wrote on my own, and I really just wanted to kind of write from my imagination. So it was kind of great in that way, too, though, because I had to create it, you know, when we were building the center to shoot in and figuring out what those binders look like and what those slogans on those inspirational posters were, because you can't just license those. It's easier to just create them from scratch. So I really had to kind of build it up from the ground up. I did meet one woman on a train a while ago when I was still writing the scripts, and I explained it to her, and her face just got very still, and she said, oh my God, I can't believe you're telling me this, because she had called a hotline and had found the number in the back of a library book or something, and it was just this real, you know, just something she had never thought she would do, but she explained how she made this call, and it really helped her. So that was the only kind of click with someone that I had along the way that kind of affirmed that what I was working on was something, you know, with a lot of meaning.
And there's so much potential in movies where, you know, people are taking calls. I mean, regardless if it's a prayer line or if it's a suicide hotline. I mean, my favorite movie of all time is Mixed Nuts. Are you familiar with that film?
Oh gosh, no, I don't know it.
It's Steve Martin. It's a Christmas film. It's from the '90s. And you know, he's at a suicide hotline. It was originally called Lifesavers, and you know, that said, they answer the phone. They said, thank you for calling Lifesavers. So, you know, how can I help you today? And so it's people calling in. I suggest you check that one out.
I definitely will.
Especially if you enjoy this topic. Yeah. It's a great,
That's great.
Yeah, so thumbs up. I mean, you know, for Dial a Prayer on all three of us, right? So three thumbs up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, thank
I really,
you.
Really
so, that's
enjoyed
so
it.
So great to hear.
Yeah, and you're also an actress, right? An actor?
I haven't done a lot of it of late, but that's how I've started out.
Excellent. So any projects in terms of acting or writing, directing that you wanted to talk to us, preview for us?
You know, I actually just finished a third film yesterday. Oh. We did the final watch down. It's a very different movie from this one. It's a thriller, and it stars Anna Camp, who's Brittany's buddy in Pitch Perfect. It's sort of like a mashup, I'd say, between Heathers and Fatal Attraction.
Yes. Ooh, that should be interesting.
Yeah. Wow. It's a little fun and dark and yeah, that was I did not write that movie, and it was a very different movie to do, but I had a lot of fun working on it. And I'm starting to write something new that I'm excited about to hopefully shoot at the end of this year. We'll see, or early next.
Well, we're definitely going to have you on again soon to talk about both of those projects, but, you know, especially the one that you just wrapped up yesterday. I mean, we'd love to have you back
sure.
on the show.
Yeah, for sure. I'll keep you posted. I have to see what's going to happen with it. Right now, it's just all about Dial a Prayer.
Oh, absolutely. We highly
recommend
it.
As well it should be right now.
Getting
it's
people
excellent.
To see it.
Yeah, well, it's a fabulous movie, and before you hang up, we'll send you back to our producer, and if you'd like, we'll be posting our reviews right on our website, and if you want to give your some type of contact information, email to our producer, Eric, that would be great. We'll send you a link to this.
And I'll tweet it.
Yeah, because we really enjoyed this, and I think it. The movies I love are these type of movies that have such a great message and can make a difference in the world, and it's beyond the movie. Then it transcends that, and I really appreciate you for doing this.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful to hear, and that's certainly my intent, and I hope that you are right.
Yes.
I think so.
Well, the fact
so.
That it's not preachy, I love it.
Yeah,
I love
very
that.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, good combination.
So writer-director...
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Writer-director Maggie Kiley, Dial a Prayer, everyone check it out, and we'll send you back to our producer, Eric. And everyone check it out. I think it's playing at Harkins.
Excellent.
Is it Shea? I think it's at Harkins Shea.
Yeah, nice theater.
I think it's also... I think it might be on Video On Demand, but definitely... Yeah. I would see it on the big screen.
Oh, yeah.
Lots more to come on Breakthrough Entertainment's Bear Show.
And I love, there's so many things she did subtly in the movies. Like, you know, he was talking about the poster. Remember the back of the truck?
Yes.
And just, there's so, yeah. I mean, just.
That was nice.
She did a great job on this movie.
And and it was funny where she really didn't, it was her imagination that created this organization, Dial a Prayer. She didn't talk to anyone. And that's probably a good thing. Because it had a little bit more fun to this organization, less serious.
Well, a lot of those places would probably want to say, you know, no, we really have a direct line, and you know.
So I think it was an excellent job.
I agree.
From Maggie. So
I agree. And now, Dave, have you ever gone to? You've been to Disney World, Disneyland, right?
Disneyland.
Yeah,
I've been to
Country Bear Jamboree.
Yes.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got in just a moment. We will be playing a song from the movie that's based on the Country Bear Jamboree.
Yeah.
You know that one, right?
No. Mm-hmm.
Country Bears.
Oh, I love that one.
Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah. No. Probably
no.
not.
No.
I can't remember.
It's got like animatronic bears. I remember I had a terrible experience. I was at a theater and there was kids
the
talking behind me.
The movie doesn't have animatronic bears.
Well, yeah. Movie does too, yeah. The movie does.
Oh,
it was a little bit older, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so Straight to the Heart of Love is sung by John Hyatt from the Country Bears.
Oh, nice.
Disney's The Country Bears.
Does Disney
Country Bear Jamboree.
Is it still there?
The movies. Yeah, but yeah.
Eric, is it still at Disneyland?
I haven't been to Disneyland in a century.
We've actually got a Disneyland show, a Disney World show, coming up in about a month.
Well, which one? World or land?
We're going to combine them, but it's on behalf of Tomorrowland.
Okay, yeah. The movie that's coming out, they've got signs everywhere.
And this is a very nice song, too.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Straight to the heart of love. Straight to the heart of love should be the shortest distance from lonely. Not always a road you're thinking of. Straight to the heart of love.